This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3183 for Wednesday, the 14th of October 2020. Today's show is entitled, Don't Trust Zip Files, and is part of the series Privacy and Security. It is hosted by Cedric DeVroy, and is about 5 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, zip files can contain all kinds of evilness, and unpacking them can lead to unexpected results.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, hackers around the world. My name is Cedric, and I'm here again with another story on pen testing and cybersecurity straight from the trenches. This time, I'm gonna talk about a hack we did fairly recently, actually today. I said straight from the trenches. So, what happened is that we owned our client's entire system by a full source disclosure, as we call this. What happened? We found a vulnerability in their web application, a fairly serious one. And I'm gonna explain about the technicalities. So what actually happened? In this web application, you have a function to upload files. And not just any files, it accepts zip files, and it allows you to unzip those files on the server. Now, what a lot of people don't know about is that on Linux, you have this concept of symbolic links. And symbolic links are actually like Windows shortcuts. They point to another file. Now, what a lot of people don't know is that you can actually put these symbolic links in a zip file. And they will not, the zip file won't contain the actual file, it will contain the reference, the link to the file. So you already see this coming. What you can do is create a link to ../.. Do this 100 times if you want. /etc/password, which contains your entire login register. So that's what I did. I created a symlink to the etc password file with some directory traversal injected. Then I zipped this symlink and I uploaded this zip file to our target. And since our target had a function to unzip the file, I did that. And guess what happened if I clicked the unzipped file link? Yes, you understand. I downloaded it, our client's etc password containing all their logins. So, what did we learn? Don't trust zip files. Don't just trust any zip files. You always need to check each and every file in there for threats. And one of those threats is actually symlinking to other files on your system, especially in the context of a web application. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed. If you want to reach out to me, you can. I'm on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. And you can use the comment sections on Hacker Public Radio. I also want to thank some people. The people from OWASP, the great organization that bundles all kinds of knowledge on pen testing and cybersecurity, and also develops a whole bunch of tools, especially the OWASP Z Attack Proxy. That's such a great tool. If you think Perp Suite is not your thing, especially the license, then OWASP Z Attack Proxy, it's a man in the middle proxy. We use it all the time. It's great. It's fantastic software. It really works very well. And I also want to thank the people from Audacity, who actually create the software with which I record this podcast. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.